Entra en nuestra página web, grupobaugan.com. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Hello, everybody. How are you today?
Hola, buenas tardes, señor.
Buenas tardes, buenas tardes. Good afternoon, everybody. I hope you're doing well. My name is Kyle Miller. It's the Drive Time Show coming up. That's right, everybody. Thanks for deciding to join us today. We're on the air. We're live. We're in Alicante. 88.0 in Alicante. Yeah, we're on the air in Alicante, 88.0 FM. We're also on the air in Lima, Peru, everybody. 1470 AM. So if your friends live in Peru, tell them to tune in. Tell them to find us on 1470 AM. That's right. We're also in all kinds of places. Bilbao, 97.3. Santander, Madrid, Zaragoza, Vigo, Valencia, Valladolid. We're all over the place, Tino. Estamos en todas partes, eh? We're on the whole. You could listen from the International Space Station if you want, because I know they have an internet connection. So hello to any of the astronauts tuned in today. It could be. Who knows? Who knows? We got a nice Drive Time show for you this afternoon. We're going to talk about spring, because spring has sprung, right? La primavera. Spring is upon us. Now, to spring is like to come up, to spring up, to appear. Spring has sprung. Spring. Spring has sprung up. Spring has sprung. Yeah. Es la primavera. We're going to talk a little bit about spring. We also have some vocabulary from the world of marketing today. We've got an interesting expression. We've got weird news about hot sauce. Salsa picante. Do you like hot sauce, Tino? Tino does not like hot sauce, everybody. Do you like hot sauce? Well, we're going to talk about a strange hot sauce with a special... speaking of marketing, a very special... characteristic of this hot sauce. I'll tell you all about it in a few minutes. Also, our history section, the World Cup trophy, football, that is, football World Cup trophy, was stolen on this day in 1966. Not today, 1966. I'll tell you about that. We got grammar, we got phrasal verbs, we got pronunciation, we got all kinds of things, lots of stuff to talk about. Lots of wonderful things. So let's get it started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time. Vamos al lío.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Drive Time Show. It is that time. It's a nice afternoon. Spring is here. Although it was cooler, at least where I am, donde vivo yo. I don't know where you live. What city are you in? But where I live, it's a little cooler today than some recent days, but I like it. I don't like hot weather. For me, this is nice. This is perfect weather. Perfecto para mí. I don't like hot weather. For me, I like it 25 degrees. No more.
Qué fresquito.
Yeah, now today is a lot cooler than that, but I'm happy with it. I don't mind. I don't mind cool weather. I'm not one of these people that loves, me encanta sudar. I don't understand that. No entiendo. I don't understand it. You know?
This is exhausting.
Well, it is exhausting. The weather, you know, hot weather, it tires you out. This is why I love coming to the radio, because I sit under the air conditioning. The AC. The AC, we often say. All right. Now, if you want to participate in today's show, there are lots of ways to do it and lots of moments, including right now, as we begin with our Twitter translation.
Twitter translation.
All right. Now, we got a good sentence today, right, Tino? Tino just said, es que me encanta la frase de hoy. Now, it's a little strange, but the idea is to push you into certain structures in English. If you want to participate, you can write in. Tino, how can they find me on Twitter?
Find me on Twitter. I'm Kyle Miller.
Or I'm Kilimiyar.
All right. Now, okay, the sentence today. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Pedimos el nuestro porque lo habíamos dejado con el suyo. So you're going in and say, oye, dame el nuestro. ¿Y dónde está? Pues está al lado del suyo. Por ahí. Pedimos el nuestro porque lo habíamos dejado con el suyo. And it's a little strange, right? If I say this to you, you might say, Kyle, that's not a very common sentence, right? No es una frase diario para mí. Ni para ti. But anyway, the idea is to practice with the pronouns in English, right? Pedimos el nuestro porque lo habíamos dejado con el suyo. Oof. Oof. Tricky, right? It's not easy. But life is not easy. Sometimes you have to say, you know what? It's a challenge, but I like it. And I'm ready for a challenge sometimes. All right. So anyway, if you are up for the challenge, then write in. Tell me how to say this in English. We'll talk about it later in the Drive Time show. But for now, it's time for the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym. Warm-up gym.
Ah, yes. The warm-up gym. Very 80s, right? Ochentera, as you say. Ochentera. I like how you make an adjective out of that. Ochentera. From the 80s. 80s-inspired music there. But we're going to start with a few sentences of translation. I'll say it in Spanish, right? I'll give it to you in Spanish this time. And you say it in English out loud, right? En voz alta, out loud. Number one. Déjalo aquí en la mesa. Pero aquí mismo. Déjalo aquí en la mesa. Leave it here on the table. Yeah, hey, leave it here on the table. Now, notice I'm not saying let it. No, let is dejar, permitir, right? When I was young, my mother didn't let me drink beer. Leave it here on the table. Déjalo aquí en la mesa. Number two. No dejes tus cosas en el suelo. Don't leave your things on the floor. No dejes tus cosas en el suelo. Don't leave your things on the floor. En el suelo. Notice we say on the floor. Not in the floor, but on the floor. On the table. On the floor. Number three. Déjame hacerlo. Let me do it. Come on, let me do it. Déjame hacerlo. Let me do it. Number four, we're going to get a little more difficult here. Un poco más difícil. Estoy tan cansado que no me puedo levantar. I'm so tired that I can't get up. I'm so tired, I can't get up. The word that is optional, right? I'm so tired, I can't get up. I'm so tired that I can't get up. Right. Number five. Esto no me pertenece. This doesn't belong to me. Hey, this doesn't belong to me. No me pertenece. No sé de quién es, pero it does. This doesn't belong to me. Number six. Number six. ¿Esperas que haga todas estas listas? ¿Esperas que haga todas estas listas? Do you expect me to do all these lists? Now, of course, hacer una lista, really, to make a list, right? Make a list of all the things you want. But to do a list, we sometimes say when we're talking about a list of translation sentences, like right now, to do a list, do a translation list. But to make a list, right now we're doing a list. Someone else made this list. I didn't make this list. I'm just reading it from a book, you see. Do you expect me to do all these lists? And you need to pronounce that right, you know? You need to pronounce the STS, lists. One list, two lists. Do you expect me to do all these lists? All right, number six, or number seven. Si no, ¿para qué las he creado? Si no, ¿para qué las he creado? Otherwise, what did I create them for? Right? What did I create? Otherwise, what did I create them for? What did I make them for? It's like crossword puzzles. Crucigrama. People, the New York Times, I believe, has the most popular crossword puzzle in the world. Tens of thousands, I will say hundreds of thousands of people do the crossword puzzle from the New York Times every day. But one guy makes, well, I don't know. I don't know how many people make it. Probably they have a team. It's so popular, they probably have several people making the crossword puzzles. There are a few people. Let's say there are two or three people somewhere in an office in New York City. They make the crossword puzzles. And then 150,000 people do the crossword puzzles every day. I don't know. I have no idea how many people, to be honest, but make and do. So someone makes it and they do it. Someone made this list. I don't know who made this list. Let's see. I think maybe Richard Brown made this list. Let me see here. Oh, Richard Vaughn. Richard Vaughn made this list. And since then, thousands of people have done the list in the sense of translating it, right? All right, number eight. Está entrando un fax. Está entrando un fax. A fax is coming in. Hey, a fax is coming in. Right? Did you get my fax? I sent you a fax. We can also use it as a verb as well, right? Fax it to me. You're going to have to fax it to her. Send me a fax. Do you know when was the last time you sent a fax? People don't really do it anymore, right? People don't use faxes anymore. Well, they do in the United... I think in the United States they do. The United States is... it's kind of strange how certain things, especially in business, are very old-fashioned in some cases in the United States. Now, a lot of people are saying, Kyle, what do you mean? ¿Pero qué estás diciendo? Well, for example, in the United States, businesses to pay for services use checks a lot. Whereas in Europe, nobody uses checks, right? You go on to your, you log into your account, you send, you wire the money. You send the money through a transfer. It happens electronically. But in the U.S., a lot of companies still use paper-based checks. So if you Like, I have some business that I do in the United States, and I actually have a bank account in the United States. And if I want to pay another company, I go into my account and I key in. I enter the information and it physically requests a paper-based check to be created and physically mailed. Right? Physically, it goes in the mail, and it gets delivered to an office, and someone picks it up and they take it to their bank and deposit it. And when I started doing this a few years ago, after having lived, después de haber vivido en Europa, after having lived in Europe, I was surprised at how this worked. And I said, I was explaining to the, I was asking, is it really, do you have to send a paper-based check? Really? You can't just wire the money like real time into the account? Anyway, so it's different, right? It's different the way banking is conducted. And some people, some companies for things like purchase orders, they will send faxes. Whereas in Europe, and in Canada too, people don't really send faxes. You would scan. You might have a document. Maybe you scan it and then you email it in PDF. But a fax? Yeah. So, recibiste mi fax? Did you get my fax? A fax is coming in. Está entrando un fax. A fax is coming in. All right, I have no idea what number I'm on. No tengo ni idea. I have no idea what number I'm on, but I'm going to say it's number 9. Voy a decir que es el número 9, right? Más o menos. It's about there, number 9. So we're going to call this number 9. Okay. ¿Por qué siempre me traes cafés tan calientes? Hombre, why do you always bring me such hot coffees?
Ooh.
Yeah, why do you always bring me such hot coffees? Now, so make sure you know that structure, right? Such hot coffees. The coffee was so hot that I burnt my lips. It was such a hot coffee that I burnt my lips. The coffee was too hot to drink. It was such a hot coffee that I burnt my lips. So and such. You got to know these words. Hay que saberlo. Right? Such an adjective, noun, that consequence. Such a hot coffee that I burnt myself. The coffee, noun, the noun, the coffee was so hot that I burnt myself. Right? The table was so heavy that I couldn't lift it. It was such a heavy table that I couldn't lift it. The meal was too big for me to finish. It was such a big meal that I couldn't finish it. Right? So and such. Is it easy, Tino, or is it tough? He says, Tino says it's easy, Kyle. Well, it's easy for the Drive Time listeners because they've heard this many times before. And they're unos cracks. Right, as you say in Spanish. They know this
usted
stuff.
Es una fiera.
Well, you know, we repeat it and then you'll learn, right, through repetition, by practicing. Okay, here we go. Number 10. Con it, now, this one you should know. Hay que saber eso también, porque hablé de esa palabra un par de veces, ya. Con ese disfraz, nadie te reconocerá. Con ese disfraz, with that disguise, remember? Disguise, disfraz. With that disguise, nobody will recognize you.
Qué susto.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody will recognize you with that disguise. So remember the difference between disguise and costume. Disguise is to pretend to not be yourself. Like famous people wear disguises. But a costume is to pretend to be someone else. Right? I dress up like Superman! Oh my God, it's Superman, everybody! I'm wearing a costume, right? Whereas a disguise is to mask, to hide, esconder my true identity. Okay? So we have a difference there, disguise. And then a costume. And you can dress up. Costume party. You go to a costume party or a Halloween party. And you dress up. I think the British say fancy dress. They have a lot of different little expressions in Britain. But in English, in American English, you'd say costume. Wear a costume. To put on a costume. Dress up. Well, dressing up as well. Actually, dressing up can also be to dress elegante, as you'd say. To dress up like for a formal event, for a wedding. If I go to a wedding, I will dress up. Put on a suit, right? Put on a suit and tie because you're going to a wedding. Okay. Anyway, there we have it, folks. That is, I think we're warmed up. I think we're all warm. Would you say we're warmed up, Tino? I think so. All right.
Trending topics.
Well, our trending topic today, it's spring. Es la primavera, yeah. It's spring, everybody. Spring has sprung. That's right. Today marks the first day of spring. In the Northern Hemisphere, spring lasts from the equinox, which can go from the 19th to the 21st of March, to the summer solstice, which is around the 21st of June. Now, in the Southern Hemisphere, springtime lasts from August until November. So it's spring for us here. Right? But if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, if you're in Patagonia, then it's not spring. Right? It's fall in Patagonia. The first day of spring, yes, is today. And the last day, I believe, is the 21st of June this year. Now, the reason the equinoxes and solstices don't always come on the same day is that the Earth doesn't circle the sun in exactly 365 days. The first day of spring, the vernal equinox, has about 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness. The term vernal is Latin for spring. An equinox is Latin for equal night. So in spring, the Earth's axis is tilted toward the sun, increasing the number of daylight hours and bringing warmer weather. Now, before spring was called spring, it was called Lent in Old English. Starting in the 14th century, the time of year was called springing time, because the plants were springing up from the ground, jumping up, coming up out of the ground. So think of this, plants spring in the spring, and the leaves fall off in the fall. Ah. In the 15th century, this got shortened to springtime, and then further shortened in the 16th century to just spring. So it stays light for longer in spring, and birds know that it's time to find a mate. And they do this by singing to each other. Most wild herbivores, right, plant eaters who live in season parts of the world have babies in early spring. This gives babies the best chance to grow large and strong and put on fat before the winter. Now in Mexico, I've been to Mexico, and there's a place called Chichen Itza where the Mayans celebrate their first day of spring with the return of the sun serpent. During the spring and fall equinoxes, the shadow cast by the angle of the sun and edges of this nine steps of this pyramid combined with a stairway and a stone serpent head, like a snake head carvings that make this giant serpent, the shadow of this giant serpent coming down to the pyramid. It's quite impressive. On the first day of spring, a person at the North Pole would see the sun just skimming across the horizon. And it would begin 6 months of uninterrupted daylight. A person on the South Pole would see the sun moving across the horizon, starting the first, starting 6 months of darkness. There you go. Spring, everybody. Spring is in the air. Hopefully there's a little spring in your step as well as the weather gets better. We're going to take a break. A short one, I promise. Just a couple minutes. How about 4 minutes and then we'll be back. We have plenty more to come, including the response to our Twitter translation. Lots of interactive sections, lots to talk about, lots of fun. So whatever you do, don't touch that dial.
Estás escuchando
Born Radio. Born Radio.
Si tus hijos tienen entre 10 y 18 años y quieres mandarlos al extranjero a aprender inglés este verano, sin riesgos y con total confianza, mándalos a un campamento en Canadá con Vaughan. En Vaughan nos encargamos de todo para que no tengas que preocuparte de nada. Vuelo de ida y de vuelta, alojamiento, pensión completa, actividades con monitores, todo incluido en el precio. Llámalos ya al 911-335-832 e infórmate sin compromiso. Campamentos de inglés en Canadá. 911-335-832.
Los consejos para padres de La Línea Junior.
¿Quieres estudiar inglés con tus hijos y no sabes cómo hacerlo? En Vaughan te echamos un cable. Por ejemplo, puedes enseñarles las partes del cuerpo, los números y las estructuras I am y I have con este divertido ejercicio. Primero, dile que se tiene que convertir en un robot. You are a robot. Vamos a probarlo con Patri. Patri, you're a robot now, okay?
Yes, I am a robot.
Good. Now, I say a number and a part of the body. For example,
3 heads.
And you have to say,
I am a robot and I have 3 heads.
All right?
Understood, teacher. I am a robot and I have 3 heads.
Great! 6 arms.
I am a robot and I have 6 arms.
Well done! 3 eyes.
I am a robot and I have 3 eyes.
Good! 5 legs.
I am a robot and I have 5 legs.
Muy bien, Patri. Así puedes seguir con todos los números y partes del cuerpo que se te ocurran. Ah, y una cosa más. Es importante que corrijas sus errores con el inglés para evitar que esos fallos se fijen. Cuanto antes aprendan la forma correcta, mucho mejor para ellos. Por ejemplo, si dicen algo como I have, corrígeles amablemente así.
I am a robot and I have 5 legs.
I have. Have. Dilo como si estuvieras limpiando un espejo. I have. Aplica este truco con tus hijos hoy mismo y verás cómo les encanta aprender inglés contigo. Y si crees que el inglés del cole no es suficiente, resérvales ya una plaza para nuestro Club Junior durante el próximo curso escolar. En nuestras clases de 8 alumnos como máximo, todos participan todo el rato y reciben una atención más personalizada que en el colegio. No esperes a septiembre. Llama ya al 911-333-5832. 911-333-5832.
Con los cursos intensivos de Vaughan, clases de 4 horas al día donde aprenderás pronunciación, vocabulario, gramática, phrasal verbs, errores comunes y con los mejores profesores. Horario de mañana o de tarde. Aprovecha estos días para mejorar tu inglés rápidamente con los intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Apúntate ya en el 911-333-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Intensivos de inglés en Semana Santa. 911-333-5833. Grupovaughan.com.
¿Tus hijos tienen entre 10 y 18 años? ¿Quieres mandarlos al extranjero a aprender inglés este verano? Sin riesgos y con total confianza, mándalos a un campamento en Canadá con Vaughan. Pasarán 4 semanas de acampada en un paraje de ensueño junto a chicos y chicas canadienses con muy pocos alumnos hispanohablantes para que tengan que comunicarse en inglés sí o sí. Nosotros nos encargamos de todo para que no tengas que preocuparte de nada. Vuelo de ida y vuelta, alojamiento, pensión completa, actividades con monitores, todo incluido en el precio. Llámanos ya al 911-333-5832 e infórmate sin compromiso. Campamentos de inglés en Canadá. 911-333-5832.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Estás escuchando
Vaughn Radio.
You're listening.
Lo que escuchas,
Vaughn Radio.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Drive Time Show. That's right, it's time for our second half hour. My name is Kyle Miller. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for staying with us. And we have lots to fit into this half hour, so we'll get down to business with some vocabulary. How about that? How about that? All right, our vocabulary today. Pretty good, pretty good. Not too bad. We're going to talk about marketing. Marketing. Our vocabulary, a little business talk for you. A little marketing. ¿Cómo se dice un trato? Bueno, en inglés. ¿Cómo se dice trato? Pues trato. No, pero en inglés. Okay. A deal. A deal.
I want a cheap deal.
Yeah, exactly. And we say to make a deal. Hacer un trato, ¿no? To make a deal. To make a deal. Estrategia de publicidad. Advertising strategy. Advertising strategy. Strategy. So be careful with the pronunciation. We don't say a strategy. No. Strategy. Your advertising strategy. And you have a PR. You have PR agencies, which is different from an advertising agency. Advertising. An advertising agency pays, right? Or you hire an advertising agency and they pay. They help you build these ads and pay the newspapers, the radios, the TV to place ads. That's an advertising agency. But a PR agency, public relations agency, would handle the image of the company and hope to create newsworthy occurrences, let's say, hope to create things that attract the media to them, to cover them. So the work of a PR agency would get a company coverage in the media within the content, not within the advertising. You see the difference there? Advertising agency, PR agency. PR standing for public relations. Public relations agency. Now, la venta, cara a cara. We say face-to-face selling. Face-to-face. Puerta a puerta. We often say door-to-door. That's very tough, right? Door-to-door. Would you like to buy a book? You go door-to-door, very difficult. You've got to be a great salesperson to do that, to do it well. All right. Trabajador por cuenta propia. Un autónomo. Autónomo, digamos, right? Self-employed. A freelance or freelancer. Self-employed. Descuento. Descuento is a discount. To give a discount. To offer a discount. Tasador. Yeah. An estimator. Tasador. Venta a plazos. Installment. Selling. So to sell in installments. Plazos. Installments. I'll give you $100 a month. Right? Installments. Desplegable. Pop-up. All right. Pop-up. Yeah, these pop-up shops, you know. Oh, we're going to sell sunglasses in Calle Fuencarral. In a little stand for 2 weeks in the summer. It's a pop-up shop. Popular in Britain, I think, these shops. Anyway, intermediario. We could say an intermediary, or we usually say a middleman. Well, we're kind of a middleman. We don't say middle person, we say middleman. Hmm. Middleman, intermediario. All right, that's just a little bit, you know, marketing. Huge, the very, very broad topic. And another day I'll talk more about marketing. There's so much we could talk about, in fact. Very interesting area. You know, I think the key to marketing, you have to create, you have to convey value. You have to offer value. You have to have an offer. It's important to sell offers, not just to sell products and services, but to sell offers, to give value, and to convey value, right? Anyway, and you can, and you have the idea of the hook, a hook. Hook, story, offer. I think that's the key to selling. Hook, story, offers. You have a hook where you get someone's attention. And this is where copywriting comes in. Using, right, showing your hook, revealing your hook. So giving out the something that attracts people. And then you bring them in, then you tell them a story, you explain how your product or service helps them solve a problem, and that your product and service or service offers great value, and then you sell it to them. You make them an offer, a high value offer, hopefully, and they take it. Hook, story, offer. I think that's sort of a good foundation for selling, let's say, which is different from marketing, right? Selling and marketing different, but we can talk about that more another day. But I think it's time to move on, Tino. I think it's time. All right.
Expression of the day.
Our expression of the day today. Count me in. Cuenta conmigo. Count me in. It's like include me in your plan.
Estoy aquí.
Estoy aquí, claro. Count me in. Count me in. Now the opposite, count me out. Hey, if you're going skydiving, count me out. I'm not going. I'm not doing that. What am I, crazy? Count me out. Okay, so count me in, count me out. So it's like include me in your plans. Consider me to be apuntado, right? Consider me to be part of the group. Expect me to attend. Include me. Count me in. And then the opposite, count me out. Exclude me. Don't rely on me being part of your plan. Okay, so let me give a sentence, and I want you to give the equivalent using count me in or count me out, okay? Include me for the meeting. Count me in for the meeting. Okay, good. Well done. Now, en voz alta, I need you to say these out loud. Okay, number two. We had to exclude David from the conference. Yeah, he was ill. We had to exclude him. We had to count David out for the conference. We had to count him out. He couldn't attend. All right? Exclude me when you're seeing who wants to go skydiving. Exclude me. Count me out when you're seeing who wants to go skydiving. No cuentes conmigo. Count me out. Be sure to include my brother for your birthday party. Be sure to count my brother in for your birthday party. Don't forget to include Juan to contribute to the gift. Don't forget to count Juan in to contribute to the gift. I'm broke this month, so don't include me. I'm broke this month, so count me out. Don't count me in. Count me out. Okay. Now, I'm broke means I don't have any money. Yeah. Okay. You'd better exclude him until he gets more experience. You'd better count him out until he gets more experience. If you're wondering who will play, you should count him in. Well, I just gave the answer right there, didn't I? If you're wondering who should play, you should count him in. Count someone in. Count him in, count him out. Count someone in, count someone out. Okay. All right, there you go. There you go, everybody. Hopefully that makes sense. Nice little expression. And that is, in fact, our expression of the day.
How are you?
No. How are you?
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited. Not very. I'm very excited.
Would you like to go?
No. You have to say, would you like to go?
Pronunciation.
Ah, yes. Our pronunciation. I want to talk about the irrelevance of importance, or the importance of irrelevance. The independence of the finance department. The attendance of the finance department. These sentences don't make much sense, but it's pronunciation, everybody. I want to talk about words with C-E, and let's focus on the intonation. Okay, appearance, da, da, da. Appearance. We don't say appearance or anything like that. It's appearance. Attendance. Asistencia. Finance. We don't say finance. We say finance. Finance. Intolerance. Da 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 da. Intolerance. Perseverance. Da 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 da. Perseverance. To persevere. To be persistent. If you want to learn English well, you have to be persistent. You have to persevere. Independence. You have to be independent eventually in life. To be independent. Independence. Okay. Irrelevance. To be irrelevant. Irrelevance. Interference. Da 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 da. Interference. Importance. Coherence. So think about this. Think about the intonation as an important part of an important component of pronunciation is intonation. Okay, and we see that with these words ending in CE: appearance, attendance, finance, tolerance, perseverance, independence, irrelevance, interference, importance, coherence, da 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 da. Right? The rhythm of the word, the rhythm of language, of course, is very important.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for today's Weird News.
Weird news, everybody. Oh, it's time for some weird news. Do you like hot sauce?
Salsa picante.
Do you like hot sauce, everybody? I find in Spain most people don't. I find most people in Spain do not like spicy food. In fact, when I go to my local supermarket, I like getting salsa. What Anglos called salsa, you call like the salsa mexicana, right? If you got those nacho chips, and you put the nacho chips, you know? Los chips. Nachos, claro. And we get the, and I like to get hot sauce. I like to get spicy hot sauce. But salsa, what we call in English, we say salsa. Oh, put some salsa on those nachos. Yeah. And we're not just talking about generic sauce. When we say salsa, we mean this Mexican salsa mexicana, se dice, no? Which has like chunks, right? Trocitos, chunks of tomato, onion, different vegetables in there, right? So yeah, you have to anyway. Very often they're spicy, right? Or I like them spicy, but I go to my supermarket, I go to my grocery store, and I can't get the hot ones. They're all mild, right? Which is like suave, mild. But I like the hot ones. Anyway, here we have a hot sauce, everybody, a hot chili sauce. And this is in our weird news today because it is designed to copy, to mimic, copiar, el efecto de, the effect of a spider bite. Right? When a poisonous spider bites you and your muscle goes into spasm.
Ole tu. Ole tu.
Ole tu. Exactly. So some guy said, wouldn't it be nice if we made a hot sauce that when you taste it, your body starts to go into spasms? I don't know how you say spasm in Spanish. Do you say that? Espasmos. It's a great word. Espasmos. Ah, you go into spasms as if you had been bitten by a poisonous spider. Why would you pay money for that? Right? ¿Pagarías por eso, Tino?
You're crazy.
Exactly. You're crazy, man. Come on. So, yeah, if you're the sort of person who loves... So you maybe have a ridiculously high spice tolerance. Well, there's a new chili sauce for you to offer something different and a bit of a challenge. Now, it's called Scientific Steve's Venom Chili Sauce. Right? If you're listening to the show and you say, oh, I'd like to try that, look it up online. Scientific Steve's Venom Chili Sauce. So it's a new hot sauce. It's been developed to mimic, right? Copiar, to copy the bite of a venomous spider. Especially those of one called the Trinidad Chevron Tarantula. Which the fangs leave victims with muscle spasms and burning pain. Yeah, I don't know. Why would you try that? Why would you try that? Why would you do it? I don't know. I don't understand. But you'll be pleased to know that thanks to government food safety standards, no actual tarantulas were harmed or used in the making of the sauce. Instead, it is synthetic. Right? It's synthetic. So they're not out there, you know, catching spiders and squeezing spider venom into your hot sauce. No. That's not what's happening. Now, the managing director is a guy named Stephen Trim. He's the boss. He's the guy behind this. Scientific Steve, if you will. Okay? And he's this 41-year-old American guy, and he says it's the best we can manage without actually tasting the venom of the spider. Right? So he says, I laughed at it at the time we had the idea. It was hilarious to do that. No one would be foolish enough to try the venom. But we kept mentioning it. This was this guy Steve and a friend of his, and eventually had the idea of doing a synthetic inspired sauce. So if you want to try it, it's about €8. I don't know if you can get it in Europe though. I don't know, or I don't know if you can get it in Spain, but you can get it in the UK, in England, in Britain. £6.50. So what's that? About €8? €7.50? Something like that? I don't know the exchange rate these days. But if you want to have a hot sauce, una salsa picante, that makes you feel like you've been bitten by a spider, it's not something I want.
No me gusta.
Claro, yo tampoco. A mí tampoco. It's not something I'm looking for either. But, you know, it is something some people like this sort of thing. If you are a sucker for punishment. Remember that expression? You're a sucker for punishment. Right? You enjoy suffering a little bit. Well, you can look for this super hot sauce. Right? I won't be doing it, though. I won't be looking for it. All right. Hey, Tino, do you like history? Yeah, Tino likes history. Let's go back in time with a look at today in history.
Today in history.
All right, everybody, today in history. Today in history, Spike Lee. Spike Lee was born. Do you know who that guy is? Movie producer, right? Spike Lee, born in 1957, American film producer. He was born in Atlanta. Atlanta, Georgia, the home of the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Hawks, the basketball team. Also the home of Coca-Cola. La Coca-Cola, the headquarters is in Atlanta. And home of American film producer Spike Lee. His movies have examined race relations, colorism in the black community, the role of media in contemporary life, urban crime and poverty, and other political issues. And he came from an artistic, education-grounded background. His father was a jazz musician and his mother a school teacher. And he filmed the movie. We could say he shot the movie, to shoot a movie, to film a movie. He shot the movie that launched his career at the age of 29 with a budget of $175,000. And it earned him $7 million in the box office, the taquillas, the box office. And this success allowed him to found his own production company. To establish his own production company called 40 Acres and a Mule Film Work. Now, the company produced over 35 films so far, has produced over 35 films so far. It has, including a movie called Inside Man, that movie about the bank robbery in New York, where apparently nothing was stolen and nobody was to blame. But there you go. Spike Lee, born on this day, 1957. Now, also something funny, something interesting that happened on this day, the World Cup trophy was stolen in 1966 on this day from an exhibition in London. It was a day after the chairman of the Football Association, FIFA, received a package containing the removable lining from the trophy and a ransom note demanding 15,000 British pounds, which isn't very much money. 15,000 pounds. So the case showed up. There was no trophy in it. Now, police were contacted, and a fake ransom delivery was arranged. So they said, okay, we'll send the money to this place. You have to come and get it. And a person showed up to receive the money. A petty thief was arrested. And he claimed he hadn't stolen the cup, but he had been hired to act as a middleman. Intermediario, a word we saw earlier in the show, middleman. And the truth is that he was unable to return the cup. So whoever had actually stolen it hired this guy to go and collect the money. He went to collect the money. The police caught him, but he wasn't the guy who had stolen the cup, so he was unable to deliver the cup. And a week later, a man walking with his dog found the trophy in a package in the middle of the street in South London. Strange. Strange. So it just showed up. So the guy never got his money, never got his $15,000 ransom for it. But the trophy was recovered. Interesting. Interesting stuff today in history. Okay, we have about a minute. I was debating, you know, I could reveal the response to the Twitter translation, but I think I'm going to leave it. I want to keep you in suspense. Okay? So if you want to participate, you can still write in. Nos queda tiempo todavía, right? We still have time. Everybody, don't worry.
Por favor, no corra.
All right. I'm not going to rush. I'm going to take my time. We're going to go nice and easy here on the Drive Time Show. So if you want to participate, you can still write in. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Pedimos el nuestro porque lo habíamos dejado con el suyo. El suyo de él, por ejemplo. Okay? O de ella. Da igual. It doesn't matter. Okay? Pedimos el nuestro porque lo habíamos dejado con el suyo. We're going to look at that right after the break. We're going to talk about that sentence. After the break, you can write in, tell me how to say that. We're also going to play our famous What's That Sound game, right? Tino's excited about this one today. We're going to play What's That Sound. We're going to reveal the answers to that. We got plenty more coming up as well. We're going to look at an interesting phrasal verb. We got some challenges. Oh, plenty to come, everybody. Lots to fit into the final half hour. So what you can do whatever you want, but whatever you do, please don't touch that dial.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Esta Semana Santa, tráelos a los cursos intensivos de Vaughan para niños. Disfrutarán de sus vacaciones mientras se divierten de verdad. Y aprenden inglés en nuestras clases intensivas de 4 horas diarias, de 4 a 17 años. Infórmate ya en el 911-335-832 o en grupovaughan.com. Clases intensivas para niños y jóvenes en Semana Santa. 911-335-832. Grupovaughan.com.
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 911-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 91-133-5832.
¿Tus hijos tienen entre 10 y 18 años? ¿Quieres mandarlos al extranjero a aprender inglés este verano? Sin riesgos y con total confianza, mándalos a un campamento en Canadá con Vaughan. Pasarán 4 semanas de acampada en un paraje de ensueño junto a chicos y chicas canadienses, con muy pocos alumnos hispanohablantes para que tengan que comunicarse en inglés sí o sí. Nosotros nos encargamos de todo para que no tengas que preocuparte de nada. Vuelo de ida y vuelta, alojamiento, pensión completa, actividades con monitores, todo incluido en el precio. Llámanos ya al 911-133-5832 e infórmate sin compromiso. Campamentos de inglés en Canadá, 911-133-5832.
Con los cursos intensivos de Vaughan, clases de 4 horas al día donde aprenderás pronunciación, vocabulario, gramática, phrasal verbs, errores comunes y con los mejores profesores. Horario de mañana o de tarde. Aprovecha estos días para mejorar tu inglés rápidamente con los intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Apúntate ya en el 911-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Intensivos de inglés en Semana Santa. 91-133-5833. Grupovaughan.com.
I started to learn English when I was very, very young. My tip for somebody who is learning English is be brave and don't be afraid of exaggerating an accent. You're free to go anywhere you want.
Be like Marta. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupovaughan.com.
Campamentos de verano Vaughan, porque aprenden, disfrutan, conviven, juegan, experimentan, hacen amigos y asimilan el idioma de forma natural y pierden el miedo a hablar, abriéndose paso en este complicado mundo de la comunicación en inglés. Cada año más de 3.000 familias confían en nosotros para el aprendizaje del inglés de sus hijos y su desarrollo personal, con una forma de trabajar motivadora y muy personal a través de un amplio abanico de programas que cubren las distintas necesidades de nuestros alumnos. La Coordinación Pedagógica de Vaughan asegura un ambiente de inmersión cuidado y de calidad. Ahora con nuevas facilidades de pago, pago a plazos sin intereses y con un modelo de financiación bancaria. Consúltanos. Llámanos al 91-133-5832. Campamentos de verano Vaughan. 91-133-5832. No lo dejes para el último momento. 91-133-5832. Experimenta de forma gratuita cómo aprender el idioma con el método que ha revolucionado la enseñanza del inglés en España. Este viernes 22 de marzo, de 18:30 a 19:30 horas, Masterclass con Richard Vaughan en el FNAC del Centro Comercial La Illa en Barcelona, en Diagonal. Reserva tu plaza, es gratuita. grupovaughan.com/eventos-vaughan.